Well, the truth is that the Royal British Empire is behind all of it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Tell me about it.
And that is what Trump has, pretty much kicked in the guts of. And that's because of Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein and all the banks of City of London. That's what's really coming down. And, of course, Iran is a great, money laundering center of all of that. And it sells, 20% of its gas to China. So Trump has put them all, including Cuba, he's put their whole network that nobody ever talks about because they don't want to know the truth of how it's just British imperialism. Standard Oil is a better word for it than British imperialism. They'll go anywhere for the oil. They'll make up fake states all over the world and then sell weapons to both sides of every skirmish because they make money for their stock markets housed in Basel, Switzerland at the Bank of International Settlements, where they decide and fund every war because they make money on war. They are the military, industrial, pharma, whatever, medical, they are consolidated raw power. And they are royal. And, come on.
And in the past 20 or 30 years, things have been degrading internationally. And
I think we need to be more careful. It's more complex than that. Again, it's like same issue that the anti-Semites are making, blaming Jews for everything. We need to be careful not to fall into the same trap.
No, can easily blame the banks of the City of London. Absolutely.
I think that's more true. I agree with that more than the royal family specifically.
But the royal family, is the front office for that. Let's be real.
I think it's involved. It has historic. Yes, it has tendrils everywhere. But it's just there's no one I think competent enough to be doing that. Most of them are just sort of like they're in a kind of retirement home. Generally, the entire royal family, the prominent members, like
the royals of this world, own the central bank of all central banks.
Which
it's
royals?
All royals,
not just UK.
Not just you.
Okay, maybe.
And they're all related to each other, too. There's about 13 families of them.
Let's jump to this next story. We've got this to get back onto the Joe Kent story.